This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Nursing and Rehab. Patient first name is Garling, Garlang. Last name is Wong, Wong. Date of birth is 3/28/1939. Date of evaluation 12/27/2023. HBI history page. Psychiatric evaluation for management of depression. History of present illness. Psychiatric evaluation requested for management of depression. History of present illness. This is 84 years old. Female who was admitted to this facility on 11/30/2023 and readmitted on 12/18/2023 upon transfer from Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. Her chart indicates history of hyponatremia, comma, hemiplegia and hemiparesis following unspecified CVA affecting left dominant side. SIADH, hypothyroidism, hypertension, GERD, history of fall, muscle weakness. Patient acknowledged that she had a fall and her grandson called EMS and got her into a hospital. Patient acknowledged feeling depressed sometimes. And I acknowledge that when she's not really feeling well, she has had thoughts of not wanting to live. Period. She adamantly denies any intent or plans to harm self or others. Period. She was evaluated by a psychologist, Dr. Larson, on 12/15/2023. Period. Patient is on mirtazapine, 7.5 milligram HS. Period. I spoke to patient's son-in-law who was visiting and reported that she has been better since taking mirtazapine. Next paragraph, patient reports that yesterday she wasn't feeling so well because she was constipated, but reports that she's feeling better today because they gave her milk of magnesia. Next paragraph, patient knew that it's December 27th. She knew Joe Biden as the president. She does seem to have short-term memory impairment. Next paragraph. Review of system, general weakness, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cerebral, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, unknown. Next paragraph, prior suicide attempts, no. Prior regression, no. Next paragraph, education, highest grade 12, current occupation, retired. Reports that she and her husband owned a restaurant. Next paragraph, current relationship, married. Number of children, one daughter. Next paragraph, legal issues, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic, test, letter, form, chart, nursing. Next paragraph, history and average, under review of history and average, medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination, blood pressure 90 over 48, pulse 85, respiration 17. Next paragraph, mental status, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying, speech, soft, mood, mildly dysphoric, thought processes, a period of confusion, associations, normal thought content, no thoughts of harm to self, others, reported perceptual disturbance, none, reported level of consciousness alert, oriented to a person, and place, memory, delayed recall 0 out of 3, attention, concentration with the normal language, understandable, but has an accent, fun of knowledge, fair. She knew Joe Biden as a president, and she knew the president of China as judgment and insight, fair, sleep disturbance at times, appetite fair. Next paragraph, medications, under current medication, mirtazapine 7.5 milligram HS. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, adjustment disorder with depressed mood, F43.21. Plans, continue mirtazapine as prescribed. Number two, vascular dementia, unspecified severity with mood disturbance, F01.53. Plans, may benefit from supportive therapy, period encourage participation in activities and socialization with others when possible. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors and new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, orders and procedures, 99305, end of dictation. Before that, supplemental administrative check, common side effects of Remeron, risk benefit statements, and decision to treat in my medical determination. Above referenced risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. End of dictation.